This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Looks like Amazon's really going to need the $80 I spent there last night. The company reported profits today. Didn't have any. Lost $274 million last quarter. One reason, Amazon said, was big spending on existing and new businesses. Because while we've been shopping, Amazon has been spreading itself way beyond just retailing. From KPLU in Seattle, Ashley Gross has more.
Jamie Nash is a screenwriter outside Baltimore who's been trying to break into Hollywood. He shopped a couple of scripts around there, got some interest, but no sale. Then, ka-ching. Here's a preliminary trailer from For Sale by Superhero, his comedy about an unemployed dad whose new house used to be the home of a superhero.
Who is it? Who's in my house?
This is not your house. This is the Secret Citadel. You are in my house.
Who's the big movie studio behind it? Amazon. Amazon Studios is the company's new movie production arm, and it's optioned everything from horror movies to kids' TV shows. Nash says when he tells friends and family the movie house he's working with, they scratch their heads.
They kind of look at me and they're like, you mean the book people?
You know Amazon, the book people who have laid waste to brick-and-mortar booksellers. But now you've got Amazon in movie production, Amazon in banking, Amazon making tablet computers and running a massive cloud computing system that NASA and Pfizer use. What isn't this company doing? Brian Walker is an analyst with Forrester Research.
Amazon's always been very interested in becoming a utility, a backbone, so pervasive in an industry that you can't imagine it not being there. And it may not necessarily operate on a fat margin, but it's everywhere.
Here's why, says Walker. If Amazon can make a hit TV show, it can lure lots of people to its online streaming and away from Netflix. If it can make loans so merchants sell more stuff through Amazon, the company gets more commissions, plus interest on the loans. If it sells tablet computers, it can sell more ebooks. But come on, no company can do everything perfectly. Amazon is tight-lipped about how these ventures are doing. Walker says Amazon risks spreading itself too thin.
For Amazon, it is a concern that they're getting involved in so many different things. Can they really be good at all of it?
Still, Amazon has a pile of cash and even more ambition. So what do you do if you're a business owner and Amazon is coming after your market, like the world of plumbing supplies?
What was mentioned to me was ABS pipe, which is this black pipe here.
Larry Solomon is showing me stacks of industrial pipe he says one of his customers recently bought from AmazonSupply.com. Solomon is chief executive of Pacific Plumbing Supply in Seattle. He's long competed with Amazon on small things like garbage disposals or faucets. Now Amazon's selling big stuff like pipes and water heaters. Solomon thinks it's going after Home Depot more than a company like his. Still,
we're not at all dismissive of the monster headquartered here in Seattle.
But here's the thing. On the one hand, he calls the company a monster. On the other, he shops on Amazon all the time.
Most recent purchase was I bought my grandson's Halloween costume. He wants to be a policeman.
Can't live with it, can't live without it. Lots of companies have complicated relationships with Amazon these days, and some may be about to. UPS ships millions of orders for Amazon. But Forrester analyst Brian Walker says he wouldn't be surprised to see Amazon start its own shipping business. It already has a fleet of trucks and logistics expertise. Message to Big Brown, watch out. I'm Ashley Gross for Marketplace.